And then we had, meanwhile, we had built a garage and a breezeway back here. But we took the breezeway into the kitchen. You want to go back there and look at it? Now, it's not cleaned up because I got up and went right up to the... You see, come in and show you this. You can get... And, so you can get an idea about how the house was. So then we built that back, built back there. Really, that's not in proportion because that back is bigger than that. And, but we've lived here. We moved out. It was just a little house. We bought the little house. And, but it was a well-built little house. It had didn't have a 3 rooms, but they were nice. They was fixed real nice. But we've added on to it from year to year and rebuilt it.
Do you ever hear any old-fashioned name for living room?
Parlor, oh yes, sir, that was the parlor. You know, don't you know the parlor was the living room was a parlor?
Do you use the word parlor nowadays?
No,
How does that sound to you?
It sounds just old-fashioned, honey, just like old...
What about old-fashioned names for porch?
Gallery. Veranda.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know if there's any difference at all.
Do you hear either of those words nowadays?
No, never hear them anymore. Never hear them anymore.
And say if you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have?
Well, stairway. Just
what would you call it that's outside, like from the porch to the ground?
Now wait, I can't remember. Now what did they call it? I know you know.
Well, like you have outside to get from the porch just to a...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Would you call that a stairway or steps or...
Well, I think it was called a stairway, an outside stairway. I know what you mean, like you'd have the stairway come on the outside and you'd go up and go in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just called an outside stairway.
What about what you have to get from the porch to the ground? You walk down 2 or 3?
Steps.
Okay. And y'all had heated by fireplace, didn't you?
Well, now we have wood-burning heaters and we've had fireplaces. Like I say, we lived in several houses after Daddy sold the home. But we have wood heaters. Have you seen no wood heater? I know, haven't you? And fireplaces. But most of the time we had fireplaces, wood burning fireplaces.
What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Chimney.
And what would you call it that's in a factory? Would you still call
smokestack?
It?
Smokestack.
Okay. And this part here that's made out of brick that comes out a little bit?
Hearth.
Do you ever cook on the hearth?
Oh, you better know I've cooked on the hearth. Many and a many a time.
What would you cook in?
Well, we had a big old Dutch oven with an iron top. And honey, you talk about some good eating. You can put anything in that Dutch oven, pull your coals out on the hearth. Now see, that's just a little narrow hearth, but when you cook on it, we had a wider hearth. Pull them coals out there and set that Dutch oven on, put a few coals on top of it, cook anything you wanted to.
Anything else besides anything shallower than a Dutch oven?
Well, you can have skillet or iron skillet, but really, it's iron skillet or Dutch oven is something that's better to, you know, cook on the fire with, or an old black pot, if you boil things, but usually, now I tell you, I told you I had a sister that was sick, and my older sister, I have a sister 13 months older than I am, and we used to sit up with her at night and give her medicine and take care of her. And we'd have a big old fire in the fireplace, and we used to cook on the fireplace. We'd cook things, just anything we wanted. If you wanted bacon and eggs, if you wanted to. But now my mother, my grandmother, they used to put things like, just anything you wanted, a piece of meat or anything in that Dutch oven and put that, your bread, cornbread or anything. Or then just